We're back to the Neil Haley Show, and I'm so excited about my guest today. We're going to talk to John Ondrasik. John, thanks for stopping by, and I know you're excited. And, you know, when they talk about specifically your career, did you ever think you would accomplish the things you accomplished in your career?
Well, nice to be with you, Neil. I still pinch myself when I hear my songs on the radio. So, you know, I think anybody who has a childhood dream to be a singer-songwriter who's able to do it for, you know, 20, 25 years, you're certainly surprised and grateful, and I've been truly blessed to be able to do this for the last, a couple decades.
Couple decades, and, you know, when once people hear one of your songs, their eyes tear up. It's such a powerful song. Did you expect some of those songs that have happened that you kind of, you were just like blown away? Thinking about how people would listen to this song over and over again, and it would live on in infamy forever?
Well, you know, particularly Superman, I think nobody can imagine having a song that had an impact for a nation after 9/11. When I first wrote it, you know, I didn't even think it was for me. I was a rocker. I was a Zeppelin, you know, the Who guy, and here was this little ballad, and we put it out, and it wasn't the 1970s. It was, you know, late 90s, early 2000, when it was Lilith Fair, boy bands, grunge music, the piano was not on the radio, and nobody had much expectation, and it started to catch on, and then certainly after 9/11 and the concert for New York, it had a meaning to many folks that nobody could have imagined. So certainly, you know, 20-some years later, I still have a hard time putting my head around it, but it just kind of reminds me how music sometimes can transcend and find ways to provide solace for people that nobody could imagine, especially the songwriter.
All right, let's talk about Music Matters Challenge. Tell me about that.
Well, thank you. Thank you for mentioning that. The Music Matters Challenge is a way for everybody to help support music in the schools. A year and a half ago, I wrote a song called Let Music Fill My World with some Chicago inner city high school kids who'd lost their music teacher. And through that effort, the Coleman family provided a music teacher for that school for 3 years at a salary of $250,000. And now we're doing that nationwide, where everybody can tell a story about a music teacher that made a difference in their life, sing a little bit of Let Music Fill My World, and upload their video to letmusicfillmyworld.com. And the winner can help us select the music teacher for a school in need, win $10,000, and there's a school prize that will provide a $25,000 grant. But really what it is to raise awareness for the 4 million kids in this country that do not have a music teacher.
Well, if there's any way I can be a part of this, I have my own agency, but also I have a tutoring company that's looking like we're going to go into it, becoming more of a non-for-profit. So any way we can get the word out further, let's definitely talk off air at one point and see how I can help, because this is such a tremendous thing. As a former school teacher myself, and knowing how music really matters and the arts really matter, this is something that really speaks to me. I taught X amount of years in Catholic school and public schools before I went back and just became a full-time entrepreneur. But kids need these creative outlets, because if they're constantly just going and being taught to the test and not get the opportunity to really show their skills and their talent, we're going to miss a lot of superstars.
Well, thank you. And I look forward to working with you. And you're exactly right. I mean, if you look at the data, when you have music in the schools, it's not extracurricular. Kids do better in the sciences. Their social skills are better. They're more likely to graduate. So it's very clear that music is critical for all our kids, especially in our inner cities, communities where kids are struggling. So that's our mission is to put a music teacher in every school in America, and we're going to do that before we're done.
I know you are, because when you do something that's giving back, when you give, it just feels so great. All right, so now you're also giving to your fans in the way that now you have a new single out. Talk about that and how excited you are about the single.
Well, it's a different kind of song. You know, I've been writing some songs in the last few years about kind of issues around the world, one about Afghanistan, one about Ukraine, and this one's about the aftermath of October 7th and the anti-Semitism we're seeing, especially on our college campuses. And, you know, we've been reacting globally. Israel shared it on their social media, and I'm not a Jewish person. I just think you don't have to be Jewish to condemn the evil that is Hamas and atrocities. And, you know, it's a moral message that, you know, we need to call out evil and stand against it. So, you know, it's a different kind of song for me, but it's kind of like Superman. It's having a reaction I never could have imagined. And I think songwriters need to kind of stand up for the right thing. And that's what I'm trying to do.
It seems like a lot of it is totally giving back. Do you feel that in your heart, you just say, well, what I've been able to experience is such a dream that anyway, because now I have a voice, I can be that voice for the people that really don't have a voice?
You know, that is kind of what it is. I think, again, you know, when you're fortunate enough to have this platform and a few songs that people know, you can shine the spotlight on folks who really deserve it. You know, I've been performing for our troops, you know, for 20 years. I love our military families, our first responders. Me and my buddy Gary Sinise, you know, that's kind of a passion for us. And but to be able to use these songs and you know, shine a spotlight on some of our heroes, folks people wouldn't know about, our Afghan veterans, you know, some of the folks I met in Ukraine, heroes of October 7th, who performed an incredibly heroic feat. Some survived, some did not. I think that is a blessing of my platform, and I like doing that. Sometimes we get caught up in the celebrity culture, and, you know, we kind of get lost in kind of silly things, but there are true heroes out there. They're not me, but I like introducing people to them.
All right, but you're touring. Your fans are going to get to see you tomorrow night, the Murphy Theater in Wilmington, Ohio, Pittsburgh on Sunday, City Winery, Pittsburgh. And then the rest of the tour, April 17th, Olympia, Washington. And you can check it all the tour schedule off of your website, right?
Yeah, 5for5ing.com. Can't wait to be in Pittsburgh. The Penguins are making quite a run right now. So we'll talk a little hockey. We'll play a few songs. And it's just great. I have my string quartet with me. They're just incredible Broadway players. They blow me away every night. And add, as you mentioned, the 100 Years and Superman and Chances and The Riddle. And yeah, it's a true treat, and we're having such a blast. And so, yeah, I can't wait for folks to come out and see them.
And what do you see for yourself in your career in music now? Do you have other major goals you want to accomplish after you've accomplished so many before? Like, where do you see your direction going?
You know, it's different now than it was, you know, when I was just kind of putting out records every year. I kind of write about what moves me and try to support causes. I'm really excited about the Music Matter Challenge, and I just kind of let things come. I'll be going to Israel between our tour dates and then next week, and that should be meaningful, of course, and just try to support folks who are doing great stuff. So, I mean, also enjoy life, you know, enjoy life along the way, and have a wonderful family, and I do a lot outside of music, so you know, just try to enjoy life and make the world a little bit of a better place along the way.
All right, John, we'll be in touch. Appreciate you coming by, man, and thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you so much. Take care.
You're welcome. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.